This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. We are talking about why people hate open offices so much, and when they do, they create their own fourth walls for their privacy. What do we have?
On Twitter, Ramli Syrup says, having an open office floor plan has helped me bond with co-workers who also despise having an open office floor plan.
Actually, so,
And then MD Redza on Twitter says, I work at cafes and usually put on my headphones to concentrate and get my work done. Of course, with a cup of a quad shot long black.
My word. Mm. Keep an eye on your heart. Mm. Right. We have a final story to get to. Frida.
Right. And
tell me all about what it means to be a people pleaser.
Okay. According to Esther Perel, it's okay to be a people pleaser. So anyway, who is Esther Perel? Okay. She's best known as an expert on romantic relationships. She's written books on infidelity and sexual desire. And her podcast, Where Should We Begin, allows listeners to get a rare glimpse into counselling sessions dissecting the intimate problems of couples. She's also worked for many years as an organisational consultant for non-profit startups and Fortune 500 companies. And she's got a new podcast called Housework, which debuted on Spotify on November 5th. And you know, so basically, I wanted to give some credibility to this woman. The girl who wrote this article interviewing her, her name is Sarah Todd, and she says that, you know, the word yes comes so easily for her.
Yes.
You know, it's like, can I work an extra shift? Absolutely. Would I be interested in taking a new project? Would I even, do I have time to help with a quick brainstorm? This person says yes all the time. I don't know. Mm. You know, so this whole thing about being people pleasing. So when she had this conversation with Perel, she said, erase that phrase from your vocabulary. So
well, people pleasing?
The word people pleasing, that phrase people pleasing,
okay.
Right? And she sort of turns it around and says, is not a bad thing, right? It's a label, right? And it tends to be seen as negative, as a liability. When you think of a people pleaser, it's typically understood to be someone so desperate to be liked and accepted that they can't bear to express dissent or prioritize their own needs. So he says that there's no need to fight against the instinct to be generous or considerate or helpful, because I think generally that's what people what people want to do.
We want to help one another.
We want to help one another, right? But you don't want to go to that extreme as well. So she says, your ability to think about others is one of your strengths, is why people seek you out. It's your generosity, it's your attunement. By casting those qualities in a problematic light, you're doing yourself a disservice. So maybe take that phrase out as well. She also said, that doesn't mean you have to say yes all the time, right? Until she says, we should accept that the pleasing part of our personalities is fine, accept that that's who you are. But it's only when you hesitate to say no, that's the problem.
That's when the sharks bite.
Right, you know, and you, the problem, you know, the conscious that you're feeling yourself. So she asked a few pointed questions to help her. Said, what is so charged in saying no? What causes you to feel bad when you say no, right? And where did you learn that there was a price sometimes in saying no? When you get clear with these things, I guess then it becomes easier to say no to certain things, right? Is there also a fear sometimes if you say no, you won't be liked or there'll be retaliation? So she says the idea behind this, that it is important in some situations to be able to say no, and you need to be a bit more flexible, right? And understand that. So don't take the word people pleaser. I do say yes. When I read this article, right, and I'm thinking, like, probably in my younger working days, I would like to take on new projects, right? Because I want to learn new things, right?
Yep.
And when you see two people and one is enthusiastic and one is, you would like that enthusiastic intern, you would like that enthusiastic person who takes on this job, right? I guess it only happens when you don't know when to say no.
Mm.
Right.
I agree.
It comes with age as well. Just
right?
Like, you know, what Frida mentioned. I remember, you know, in when I first joined BFM 2010, I was like very much the yes man. I was like, yeah, I'll take on anything. I'll do anything, right? Because you're excited. It's a new environment, you know, new colleagues. And then a couple of years later down, like, just, you know, you realize your work is piled up and you're working on the weekends, on Saturdays and Sundays. You're clearing out work that you're actually supposed to be, you know, doing when you know, the Mondays to Fridays. But you had no time to do your own work, that they're then spilling over to Saturdays and Sundays. And, you know, I remember then having, like, you know, your annual reviews and stuff. And that was, like, pretty much what the same thing that, you know, Malik also kind of, like, had a chat, is that, you know, even though it is that label that may seem bad, but generally the reason being is because, you know, people see you as approachable. So it's how you also kind of manage. But it was hard to say no.
Because
I think it's also the culture, right? It's an Asian kind of values and Asian culture.
It's just... It's a startup culture as well, you know?
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to say no.
And that's very much boiled into startup mentality, I feel, you know?
And we always feel that when we say no, we have to explain why we say
no. Why, yeah, no.
But, you know, one of the things...
I have a life.
One of the things about that, though, Frida, as you know, psychologically speaking, once you start to explain yourself and you're putting yourself on that back foot, and if you're a good salesperson, they notice that you're on that back foot and they push that little bit harder and they're pushing you into guilt, and then you're like, okay, I'll do it. And they've already won by that point.
Is that word, can la?
Ah, can la. It's just a little thing. It's just a little thing. And we know that that small thing rolls on. And I've noticed over my work career, I was very much like you, Jeff, you know, hands up for everything, whatever I could do, I'll help you out, I'll help you out. But over time, when you start to reprioritize, and you realize that, one, your health is as important as your career is, obviously more, you know, and there are times where mental health is affected by the amount that you take upon yourself. You know, the workload that you maybe think that you can cope with when you're 20-something, early 30s, great, you can still do it. Mm. But as you get older and the more you start to prioritize, the more you realize that, I need time for my brain to kind of catch up with all these little things that I'm doing.
But also, as you get older and as you stay in that company, or if you progress in your career, you start climbing up the ladder, right? And when you climb up the ladder, the tables has been switched. Then you are the one who's kind of like going around asking people, it's like, hey, could you like help me with this? Because it's your responsibility also to sort of delegate different tasks, because you are then become the head of something, right? So, but then you're more conscious of who do you give it to, because you've had that experience. You're like, well, I can't just, you know, keep throwing it at a particular person. But you get the, like Frida mentioned, you get the interns who are, you know, enthusiastic about new projects, and, you know, they pick things up very fast, and you tend to, you know, throw more things at them, right?
Yeah.
Then you feel bad, and you always says like, you know, are you okay? Like, you know, how's your workload? Like, you know, don't be stressed out about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's important though.
At the end of the day, even if you're a people pleaser or whatever you want to call it, there becomes that limit. You have to be able to discuss with people and be honest with people. Like, you've given me too much work, or phrase it properly, you know, or I could do with some more work. Give me something to challenge myself. I'm okay with it, you know, but here's my limit. I think that's all you need to do, right? Shall we wrap up for the day?
Yes.
We've had an interesting discussion about open offices and the idea of the fourth wall. People imagining this fourth wall, we've talked about headphones mainly, in fact, almost exclusively, cafes and sitting somewhere else and enjoying your time away from the office all seem to be ways in which we cope with this thing. Now, thank you very much for your feedback. Of course, that was the story we started off with. We then moved on to...
Well, it's all about the ka-ching, not about the price tag. It's a story on how we decide to buy our smartphones, and it's really not about the money.
Wrapping up with,
it's okay to be a people pleaser, just change that phrase.
Yes, indeed. Right, don't go anywhere. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, as usual, it is the Breakfast Grill replay with Anna Teo, CEO of Hernan Corporation. Incorporated in 1996, they're an exporter of frozen durian food products, as well as ones made from other fruits like bananas, mangoes, and passion fruit. Since their inception, they've raised to be the top to become Malaysia's largest and leading exporter of Malaysian durians. The Breakfast Grill spoke with Anna Teo on the potential of the King of Fruits, the plans they have for Hernan Corporation, and their recent acquisition by Navis Capital. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Frida Liu, Jeff Sandu, and Christine Wong, this has been Enterprise BizBytes. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.